Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Specifically the West End, does it give you goosebumps when you come back here? Because it feels like this is your stomping ground.
It does, yeah. And do you know what?
Do you get butterflies in your belly a bit?
A little bit. I sort of sometimes forget what I've done. Do you know what I mean? And then I sit back sometimes and people ask me questions, like probably talking to you. And then it's a reminder of all the things that you've done. Like Betsy said it to me the other day, my daughter, and she said, oh, which theatres have you worked in? I was looking at the theatres along Shaftesbury Avenue, and I was like, Mummy did a show in that one, and I did a show in that one. My first show at the Palace Theatre was Les Miserables in that one. You know, so you've got all these memories. But I do... Memories, there you go. I burst into song. But I do feel that, for me, yeah, the West End is special. It is very... It's a special place. And it is the heart of theatre land.
It is. I mean, it's a special place for anyone just to visit, let alone perform in. And it feels like you've been doing that since the beginning of your life. It feels like, you always, well, you tell me, bit of a show pony, always kind of grew up enjoying a bit of a song and dance, a bit of jazz hands.
Yeah. You've,
I mean, I'm sort of looking and considering your career and your life. It's spanned a big chunk of time.
I started when I was seven. I mean, it's my first professional job.
Crazy.
So in a way, it's all I've ever known. And I did my first West End show when I was 11, which was Les Miserables, the year it opened. So I have kind of been doing it for my whole life. So I can't ever imagine doing anything else. And people say to me, what would you do? And I think even now, it would be something that's related in some way to the industry, be it an agent or a manager. I know I'd be a really brilliant agent because I know this industry inside out.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've been doing
it
for so long.
You don't take any crap either.
No, I mean, sometimes I've had moments when, you know, like we all do, where I've had contracts that have gone wrong and not read the small print and, you know, you learn from those mistakes. But, I think the trouble is as well, is like recently I had a bit of a shake-up with agents and I've had quite a few agents, not always by choice, but my agent that I was with had left and I was like, do you know what, actually, I do most of it myself.
Mm.
I've just had this conversation with a friend of mine and we were talking about it and I do believe that if you want to do something, you can make it happen.
Mm.
So if I want to do, it's a bit like you with this brilliant podcast that you do. You wanted it to happen, so you make it happen. But sometimes we rely on other people to make, create our own destiny.
And that's so true, because also I always think with anything in life, whoever's considering you for a job wants to speak to you. They don't want to speak to a middleman. Now, I'm not trying to...
You do need them, you know.
Well,
I know
you can
do
make
need
good
them.
Cop and bad cop.
Exactly,
and you can,
yeah.
They can look at your contracts. And but I do think they want to look into the whites of your eyes and work out if you're the person they really want.
Exactly.
Whatever the job is, it doesn't have to be in television or entertainment. It can be in anything you do. They do need to know if they can trust you, if you've got a good work ethic or whatever.
What does surprise me as well is when I look back at what I was like as a child in the industry, I was really focused. And I think I've only become aware of it watching my daughter now and seeing that she's completely the opposite to me, which is so funny because, you know, she actually really likes acting and she's quite a good little actress. You know, she can do all the accents and everything and she learns the script really well. But she just doesn't have that focus and attention that I had. Like, I was really, really meticulous about learning lines and perfecting a performance to the point that I would just, it's all, I lived and breathed it. You know, it was just that what I did day in and day out. And I don't see that in her. And it's funny, and it's, I've never really seen, until you look at your own children, that's the first time I've gone, oh my goodness, like I really did put everything into it.
And why do you think that was?
I've no idea, because it's really bizarre. Nobody else in my family is involved in the industry. So I don't even know. It's weird. It was like I was born with jazz hands. It's all I ever wanted to do. I literally came out into the splits and went, I'm here. But it's funny, isn't it? Because you can be so different as well from, like, when I look at my siblings. And like I said, I don't come from a showbiz family, so it's quite weird that from such a young age I was so I was so driven and so focused.
In the Pink is sponsored by Bose. Treat your ears and your senses with the Bose Noise Cancelling 700 series. Their unrivaled noise cancelling technology means you'll hear and be heard like never before. And touch and voice recognition mean you're free to keep your head up and you'll never miss a thing.
Was that part of it? Were you looking to get away from something else? Like,
I don't know.
You didn't want a boring life.
But this is the thing, and as I've got older, I've started to question, like, what was I trying to escape? Do you know what I mean? I don't know, because really what I was doing was just throwing myself into this kind of... It was a fantasy, really, life. Do you know what I mean? In my head, this little bubble that I lived in. I don't know.
But you know what you said earlier about what would you do if you didn't do this? Because something that really strikes me about you is that you're multi-talented. Normally that question is asked of someone that's got a fairly narrow path in life. Like, they're, you know... We always ask it of Formula One drivers, and we say, well, maybe be an engineer or so. But, you know, there aren't that many options. But you've done so much of acting, presenting, modelling, singing, dancing. There's so many facets to your career. So actually, you could, it feels, from the outside looking in, you could turn your hand to anything.
I think the best piece of advice I ever got was from Sylvia Young when I went to her school. And she said to me, and I remember, you know, when you sit down to get your careers advice, and she said to me, you know, the best thing you can do is focus on everything, not just one thing, because we had a lot of kids in the school that just wanted to be just an actress or just a musical theatre performer or just a singer. And she said, you don't have to be brilliant, but try and be good at everything and then you'll always work. And that stuck in my head. So I never thought to myself, I'm going to pigeonhole myself. But to be honest, that also, because I do a bit of everything, for a long period of time, it wasn't acceptable to do everything. So it wasn't acceptable.
Okay.
So... that has always been a battle for me in my career, because people don't... Like, I can act, but I'll get people that will think, because I do light entertainment, I'm not an actress. Do you know what I mean? So in a way, if I'd have just gone, right, I'm just going to do acting, I probably would have achieved more in just acting. So in some ways, it's kind of held me back in certain areas.
I can see that your versatility in some ways you're undoing, because they think if she was really good, she would just put all her eggs in that basket.
Yeah, but it's not. And it's also, I think, just because... I get bored, I'm a bit ADHD, and I couldn't just do one thing. I need the chop and the change, and I need the new challenge, and I need to just be busy.
Well, you're certainly that. My God.
I know I am.
It's taken a long time to get this podcast dated, hasn't it?
But things just pop up.
Yeah, but you know, you say
and
that.
They do.
They pop up for you. They don't pop up for everyone.
Well, but I create them as well.
Yeah.
It's like even this morning, I found a play that I read years ago, and it's always been in my head that one day I want to do this play. So I got in touch with the writer, and then I met a producer to make the play happen for next year. So
that's
I'm
amazing.
Doing things like that all the time.
In the Pink is sponsored by Tag Heuer, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Excellence, precision and elegance. Their timepieces are designed for those who love challenges. Make sure you run like clockwork and never miss a thing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.